headline news, I thought it would be appropriate to get on the bandwagon regarding Psalms 91. It's such a great passage thought to be written by Moses, although the author is not defined. The Midrash is a commentary written by the Jews, and they recorded that Moses wrote this psalm on completion of the building of the tabernacle in the desert. But we aren't for certain who the author is, but it does contain powerful, impacting words of faith and hope. Let's read it together. Turn to Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your right side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Perhaps you've had some bad news. Perhaps you're in fear of the new coronavirus. Maybe it's something dreaded for court. Maybe you're in a fight with a friend or a spouse or a family member. It is the perfect opportunity to cling to God's words. The founder of Turning Point in San Diego, California, Pastor David Jeremiah, has a good way to remember it. God's man or woman in the center of God's will is immortal until God is finished with them. C.S. Lewis says, there are two kinds of people, those who say to God, "Thy will be done," and those to whom God says, "All right then, have it your way." Let's decide today to trust in the Word of God. Above all else, say this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, help me believe your words more than anyone else's, more than the doctor's voice, more than my enemy's voice, more than friends or family, and even above my own. Give me a rhema word, Lord, that I may hold fast to you in times of trouble. I trust you above all others and choose to dwell in the shelter and the shadow of the Almighty.
Until next time, follow the breadcrumbs. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to our blog, and visit our website, breadcrumbministries.com.
Listen to our podcast, donate to our ministry, or shop.